Bud Dupree walking to our broadcast location as he's wrapped up practice, and we'll welcome him to the show. Bud, how you doing?
Oh, good. How y'all today?
Doing fantastic. I want to start with something we were talking about earlier. You have the cover on your helmet. Derek was talking about it. Obviously, they didn't have that when he played, and he doesn't know if he'd like it very much. How has that been for you adjusting to that?
Man, it's soft to me, but I mean, it's cool. They're just doing what they can to protect, you know, protecting us from concussions, you know, scientifically proving that's what they're really trying to do. But at the end of the day, you know, man, you want to have as less stuff as you can on.
Sure.
You know, to be comfortable while you're on the field, the more comfortable you are, the better you play.
Speaking of comfort, you know, you're about a year and a half or whatever removed from the knee. How you feeling? How's your health at this point,
man,
starting training camp?
I'm feeling good, man. Blessed, can't complain. You know, continue to grind every day. Continue to make sure I stay on top of my rehab. Either way, even though I'm feeling better, you know, I want to make sure I get over that hump. And, you know, continue just to implement stuff from my way from the off-season training and bringing it to training camp.
We're speaking with Doug Bond, Bud Dupree. They just finished up their first practice on the field today. Now, Bud, is there some differences within this defense that you see this year already that you didn't see last year?
You know, I feel like guys, you know, the younger guys are more comfortable with their role. Even people like me, you know, we're more comfortable in our role. Nico, guys like that who was first year or last year, you know, everyone is more comfortable now, you know, having a year put on their belt. Used to the coaches and know what expectations they want, knowing how practice is going to go, how it's going to flow. You know, knowing our teammates, knowing how they play, knowing how Jeff plays, he's been here, knowing how KB likes things done. You know, Hooker in the backfield. You know, the DBs, again, they getting their cohesions together as well. They're meshing better. You know, we're meshing better as a unit. You know, we're holding each other accountable. No one is scared to say something to nobody because everybody know each other now. Mm-hmm. And that just comes with building bond off the field. You know, you continue to hang with guys and, you know, I feel like people may see certain people and be like, I don't really know bro like that. So I don't really want to say nothing to him because I don't really know him. But, like, when you build that bond, like, it's easy. Like, bro, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to tell you did something wrong. If you want to fight, we fight because I love you, my brother. So at the end of the day, man, I think people, you know, now are comfortable enough to tell each other that, like, even, you know, people like Jeff, you tripping. Like, that's my brother. I love Jeff. If I tell him he tripping, he tell me I'm tripping. I know it ain't no hard feelings. I know we just trying to get to the best spot we can be in.
And is that the part, the accountability part, that you've seen has really changed from last year to this year? Because even Coach Vrabel talks about holding guys accountable and this team holding each other accountable.
Yeah. Man, you know, it starts within yourself. It starts within your unit. You know, you continue to make your unit better, and that makes the whole team better. And then it just starts a domino effect. You calling guys out, man, you making sure you're working hard, they're working hard. You know, you want to be great. And the will to be great is making sure you do the right thing. You know, athletically, God gives everyone athletic talent, gives everyone athletic ability. But it's up to us to go out there and perform with it every day, each and every day, and practice with it each and every day. And hold our brother accountable each and every day. Because I feel like if he's the best person I've seen on the field at that position, he needs to be the best person every day. Mm-hmm. So I got to let him know every day, like, boy, you the best, boy. Make sure you know you the best. I ain't going to let you go out here and think you're not the best.
Uh-huh.
So you play like you're the best every time when you touch the field.
We're talking about talking to Bud Dupree on that front four for the Tennessee Titans. And, Bud, we go back long enough. Before you arrived, before they drafted Jeffrey Simmons, they brought DeNico in last year, the team really was having trouble getting to the passer with the front four. You know, they had to bring extra guys to get the pass. Is that sort of the pride you take in that front four to be able to rush the passer consistently with just you four?
Definitely. No, me, Jeff, DeNico, H, even when the sub guys come in, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to stop the run as well, of course, to be a dominant defense. You know, we want to make sure we steal those tough guys up front, not just trying to play the pass. We still want to be tough. We still want to have that old school demeanor. Make sure we busting people in the mouth, but also going out there and getting to the ball, causing confusion and causing disruptions. You know, being a part of it only helps the team make the team better. It helps the offense stay on the field more. It helps us keep us off the field a whole lot more, which is winning football.
You touched on stopping the run. I wonder what it's going to be like for Zach Cunningham this year with the full season, the full off season to get ready and get used to you guys. Like you said, building that relationship where you can be honest. But he's been such a great run stopper in the past. Joining midstream, I got to imagine there's another level to his game now.
No, definitely. You know, man, we've seen what Zach doing in Houston, even when I was with the Steelers. You know, he was the number one game plan, the person that you got to make sure. Even though he's little, everybody will tell you, like, he hit hard. So, you know, he's coming down here. He's not shying away from any type of contact, no matter what. He's super athletic enough to go around. He kind of gives you that old Shazier vibe. me speaking, I played with Shay, so I know kind of like the same type of mm-hmm. attributes that they kind of like he has entails in himself, and you see it, and then you know he's also just a maniac. he don't got no brain for real on the field. But yeah. That's what you really want within the player, man. They coming out, they working hard, man, each and every day, and it's fun to watch, and it's fun to be a part of a team that has players like that.
It's exciting to see him in Nashville. You notice I'm wearing my Commodore hat today. Yes. I watched him at Vanderbilt. He was probably one of the best college players.
Yes. So.
I know. It's a little bit like that. Now, I'm trying to think. Did you cross over with him at all when he was at Vanderbilt? Were you at Kentucky at that time? I'm just trying to remember.
Yeah, I played him like my last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big game. Vanderbilt, Kentucky.
I played him like a year, 2 years. I think I played him 2 years. Maybe.
Yeah.
But, man,
kind of you look at that schedule, like yeah. Vanderbilt, Kentucky, like, we got to win that game.
Yeah, but, like, we really ain't prepared for that game.
Hey, it's not the first time I've heard of Vanderbilt football. Game,
exactly.
Bud Dupree is with us. Look, at the end of the year, there's only one team that's happy, and we all know mm-hmm. that. Last year it was the Rams winning the Super Bowl. You guys had 9 sacks against the Bengals, and I know the end result of the game wasn't what you wanted, but how do you build off of that and look at the success that your defense had in that game and try and apply that to this year?
Braver told me not to talk about it.
Hey, he was honest.
Yes.
Hey, the man was honest.
That is the best answer he could possibly get. I love that. I love that. That's his mentality. You flush it, you move on, mm-hmm. and now you're focused on this year.
Yeah,
I feel like that is something that y'all are carrying.
Yeah, definitely, man. We got to get better each and every day, starting now. Continue to train, continue to progress, man. No, we're just in it for now, and continue to get better and better, man. We gonna make sure that we're better than we was at this point last year.
Well, Bud, we appreciate you stopping over today. It's good to talk to you. It's good to actually be out here and get to meet you guys. But best of luck this season, and thanks so much.
All right, man. Thank you all for having me.